A Man of Sorrows, an Inspector Carlyle novel, book 6, written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
He is despised and rejected of men. A Man of Sorrows. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 to 5. The road to hell is paved with priests' skulls. Sir John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, circa 347 to 407. Chapter 1.
Are you happy?
What?
Are you happy?
Helen Kennedy repeated. She lowered her copy of The Independent and shot an inquiring look at her husband. They were sitting in a branch of Eat, one of the dozens of cafe chains in London, this one situated at the top end of Kingsway, across the road from Holborn Tube Station. Taking a white cup from the table, she took a sip of green tea and allowed herself the smallest sigh of pleasure. The two of them were enjoying a rare breakfast together before the working day got started in earnest. Gazing out of the window at a woman walking down the street with a miniature schnauzer dog under her arm, Inspector John Carlyle, a.k.a. Mr. Kennedy, insofar as Helen had never taken his surname, wondered how best to answer what was obviously some kind of trick question.
Of course,
he said finally, taking a cautious sip of his own green tea. Citing unspecified health reasons, Helen was trying to wean him off coffee. He smiled at his wife, looking for a sign that he had come up with the right answer. Not really interested in his reply, Helen stuck her head back in the paper.
The Prime Minister,
she explained, adopting the scornful tone reserved for politicians and other dullards,
yesterday launched his happiness index.
Outside, a couple of police cars roared past, heading south, sirens blaring.
Nothing to do with me,
Carlyle shrugged when she automatically looked at him.
That's why I'm so bloody happy.
He took another sip of his tea. To his surprise, he was getting quite into it. It was unlikely that it would lead to him cutting his relentless coffee intake by much, but it was a start.
Ecstatic, in fact.
I'm sure the PM would be delighted to hear that.
Edgar Carlton.
Carlyle shook his head as he finished his tea. As an inspector in the Metropolitan Police, he had once dealt with the super slippery Carlton and his chumocracy cohorts in a professional capacity.
What an overprivileged, underachieving idiot.
An elderly woman at the next table glowered at him from behind her copy of the Daily Mail. Returning the scowl with interest, Carlyle caught sight of the rag's front page. Princess Diana was back from the dead, or something. Why don't all these stupid people just fuck off back to the home counties, he fulminated, and leave London to people who can appreciate it. Not for the first time, he wondered why no one had ever set up a London independence party. He would vote for it in a shot. London for Londoners, which included all the Scots, all the Poles, all the French, all the people who came here to get away from the fucking idiots in their own countries. Maybe even the odd Englishman here and there. Helen interrupted the political ranting in his head.
From next month,
she continued, carefully enunciating each word in her best mock BBC English, as if she was having a trial for Radio 4.
The Office for National Statistics will try to measure a range of key areas that are thought to matter most to people's well-being.
Shoot some fucking politicians for a start.
Carlyle snorted louder than was absolutely necessary, largely for the benefit of Daily Mail woman.
That would make everyone happy.
Regarding him as the troublesome child that he was, Helen continued serenely.
Such as health, education, inequalities in income, and the environment.
What a load of old bollocks,
Carlyle harumphed. He was now resigned to working himself up into an indignant frenzy. Any well-being that he had been enjoying now not even a distant memory.
How can you measure bloody happiness?
Helen sipped her tea demurely.